Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. Let's get right into it. The Nasdaq closed at a record high, but the S&P 500 just missed its own record. What was the driving force behind Friday's session?
It was all about the mega caps. There was no single macro catalyst today, just a persistent buy-the-dip mentality. The real engine was a handful of giants, Apple, Alphabet, and Tesla. They did all the heavy lifting, pulling the major averages higher, while smaller stocks were mostly left behind.
That's a key point. The Russell 2000 was only up 0.1%, so this wasn't a broad risk-on rally for the whole market?
Not at all. It was a very narrow leadership. You saw the market-weighted S&P 500 outperform the equal-weighted version, which was flat. That tells you everything. The money flowed into the biggest names in tech and communication services, while defensive sectors like utilities and real estate lagged. It's a bifurcated market, for sure.
Got it. Beyond the price action, there was some interesting news flow, especially around the Fed.
There was. The Wall Street Journal reported that James Bullard and Mark Summerlin are being added to the list of possible Fed chair nominations. Bullard is a known quantity, a former Fed president, but this just adds another layer of uncertainty for the market to digest down the road.
And what about the geopolitical front? We saw reports about potential U.S.-Russian negotiations over Ukraine.
Yes, and a tentatively scheduled summit between Trump and Putin. The market seemed to take it in stride. The more immediate drama was actually in the gold market. Futures spiked on a report that the U.S. would tariff gold bars, but the White House quickly clarified that wouldn't happen. It just shows how headline-driven and jittery things can get.
Speaking of drama, we have to talk about the absolute implosion in the trade desk, TTD. It was down nearly 40%. What happened there?
This is a classic growth stock horror story. Yes, they beat big on Q2 earnings per share. But that's where the good news ended. Their guidance for Q3 was only, quote, in line. And for a name like TTD, that's a massive red flag. The street expects a confident beat and raise, not just meeting expectations.
So the guidance was the main issue?
It was a huge part of it, but there were two other daggers. First, the longtime CFO is abruptly stepping down. That always spooks investors. Second, and maybe most important, was their commentary. They were very cautious, specifically saying the world's largest brands, their main clients, are facing pressure and uncertainty from tariffs. That's a direct hit to their future business.
And the stock had already run up so much, it was just too much for the market to ignore.
Exactly. The stock had doubled from its April lows. It was priced for absolute perfection. When you combine cautious guidance, a CFO exit, and a bearish macro view, you get a 38% haircut. Multiple analyst downgrades just poured salt in the wound.
All right, let's get tactical and look ahead. What setups are you watching? Let's start with some continuation plays.
I'm watching ASML. It's showing really robust consolidation right around that $721 support level. It's been testing it, holding it. If it can get, and, more importantly, hold above 723.50 with some volume coming in, I think it has a clear path to run toward its recent highs, around 725 or 726.
Okay, a tech leader showing strength. Now, what about those anticipation setups? The ones that are still coiling and building energy?
For that, keep an eye on Home Depot, ticker HD. It's been incredibly resilient, holding that $387 to $388 zone on good, supportive volume. It looks like it's building a cause for a move higher. An entry around 388.60 with a tight stop just below 387 looks interesting for a potential move back toward 394.
And looking at the broader indexes, the SOAR and QQQ, what are the key levels traders need to have on their charts for next week?
For the SPY, that big resistance level is sitting right around 640. We tested it, but couldn't close above it. Support is down at 635. For the QQQ, which has been the leader, resistance is at 578, with key support at 572. Those are the lines in the sand for now.
And what's the big catalyst on the calendar that could move those levels?
It is all about the CPI report on Tuesday. Inflation data is the main event. The market has been climbing this wall of worry, and a number that's hotter or cooler than expected could absolutely shift the entire sentiment. After that, we get retail sales on Friday, which will give us another read on the health of the consumer.
So a market led by a handful of generals, a major blow up in a growth darling, and all eyes on inflation data next week. That's the setup. Thanks for the breakdown.
Anytime. Remember to watch those key levels and trade the price action you see, not the news you hear. Stay sharp out there.